Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. In the last episode, I talked a little bit about how to deepen your self-awareness practice and why self-awareness practices are so important for our own progress and our own thriving and our own growth. And I mentioned that the six stages of healthy self-focus started with awareness. The six stages are self-awareness, self-talk, self-trust, self-control, self-discipline, and self-discovery. And the six stages, I created them in a circle because they really fuel each other. Each stage of self-focus fuels the next. And awareness is what I would consider the foundational stage, but it's that ledge that you reach each time you're ready for growth. And we reach that state of awareness through self-discovery. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about the five steps of creation. And the five steps of creation also begin with awareness. The five steps are awareness, thought, belief, action, thing. So I'll give you an example of the five steps of creation. So for example, the Wright brothers who invented the airplane. The first step was awareness. The awareness that flying existed, but that humans couldn't yet fly. And this awareness that humans could not fly and that flying did exist led them to think about humans flying. Could humans fly? Was there a way? So with the awareness came the thought, that the repetitive awareness of, could humans fly if there was a way? And when we go through repetitive thought, it leads us to belief. When we dialogue with ourselves, and that was part of the six stages of healthy self-focus, is when you have awareness, then you move on to talk. And when you talk to yourself, when you create that dialogue, you form thoughts. When you form thoughts and you trust those thoughts, they become beliefs. And once you have a belief about something, you will be driven to action. So in looking at the Wright brothers, they had the awareness that humans couldn't fly. They had the thought that potentially humans could fly if there was a way. And then they had the belief that they could find the way if they looked. And because they believed that they could find the way if they looked, they took action. They took action and they made attempts and they experimented and they failed, of course. Of course, they didn't become aware, have the thought, believe, and then, boom, their first act was a success. There was a lot of trial and error. And so they took action and repeated action. And when we take that repeated action, thing comes to fruition. So what happened? The airplane was invented. And now we have the airplane. And that all started with that seed of awareness. The seed of awareness that humans didn't fly, but that flying did exist. And once we come to that stage of awareness, and we allow ourselves to really to explore it, and we allow ourselves to really think on it and to dialogue with ourselves, that's when we can discover our own beliefs. And discovering your own beliefs is such a complex journey. It's a complex exploration to uncover what you believe. And it takes a lot of time and effort and internal dialogue to go through the thoughts that you have and determine if they were projected onto you, or if they were formulated in response to projections, or if they are thoughts that come from a genuine and authentic place. And if we are to consider the five steps of creation, if we're to consider the way that the Wright brothers moved through awareness, thought, belief, action, thing, we can see that their belief would have withstood the scrutiny and would have really withstood outside projections. And certainly there were people who would call the Wright brothers mad for considering, you know, the idea that humans could fly. Certainly there were people who told them that they were wasting their time. And moreover, I'm sure there were people who attempted to bring this concept to fruition before them. And that's really the cycle of life, is that sometimes people have ideas and they don't continue pushing through. And when this happens, you know, those people can then in turn project their stalled efforts onto other people and say, I've already tried to create a flying mechanism and it doesn't work. But something only doesn't work if we stop trying to find a way. And, you know, if the Wright brothers had taken every person before them and had taken every opinion before them to heart, saying, you know, I've already tried and you're not going to be able to do it, they wouldn't have persevered through the repetitive action. They wouldn't have persevered through their failures. And so in order to do that, we really have to anchor ourselves into our own beliefs. And a way to anchor yourself into your beliefs is to continue exploring them and to really test them against time and space. Testing your beliefs against time and space, testing your beliefs against time and space really takes action and the willingness to play out those beliefs in the physical realm and evaluate how they stand up, and then being open to adjusting and changing them. So, you know, if we are to think about the Wright brothers, they had the belief that humans might be able to fly, but how many times did they have to take action and be proven wrong? And, you know, they were able to continue returning to that belief through self-talk. And it really takes a compassionate, respectful self-talk to be able to continue returning to your thoughts and solidifying those thoughts as beliefs, so that those beliefs can drive continued action. And if you want to get in touch with your own beliefs, it's important to dialogue about what you think and then take action around the thoughts that you have repetitively and the thoughts that you consistently return to. When you consistently return to these thoughts, that's an indication that you have something to work out. Of course, there are limiting beliefs that can hold you back. And when you hold limiting beliefs, it is so important to engage in that action, because that action is the very thing that will break apart the limiting beliefs. If you have a belief that if you get on stage and sing, everybody will laugh at you, and you get on stage and sing and everybody claps for you, you didn't even have to change your perspective on that, because the action led you down the path that authentically gave you a new perspective to hold. And when we are willing to push ourselves through the action stage, we are able to really cycle through all of those steps of creation taking that repetitive action will give us the full scope of whether it's the behavior or the perspective that needs to change. And if we continually take action and we continually run into roadblocks and we continually run into failures, that's an indicator that it is time to change your perspective. Maybe this thing is not going to work. Maybe this belief is not helpful. So I wanted to pause here for a moment and ask you about your connection with spirituality. Do you consider yourself a spiritual person? And what's your relationship with hope and faith? If you're struggling to connect with that spiritual side, I invite you to check out the Midday Lattes Wellness Membership. This is a spiritual wellness program that is meant to help you explore the instruments of focus that let you test hope and faith and reconnect with that spiritual side. We do weekly yoga, monthly welcoming rituals and guided meditations, as well as individual yogic oracle card readings where you can set your own intention for the month ahead based on your individual reading. If that sounds good to you, go to themiddaylatte.com and check out the wellness membership. All right, now let's get back into the episode. So for example, if you have a limiting belief that everybody's going to laugh at you if you get up on stage and sing, that belief is going to cause you to take action that does not put you on the stage to sing. And you will continually fail at achieving being seen or being heard in a way that you want to be seen and heard. And so if you hold on to that belief, pay attention to your actions and see, are my actions aligned with my goals? Are my actions bringing me to the outcomes that I seek? And if your actions are not bringing you to the outcomes that you seek, you can determine whether or not you have a perspective or a behavior adjustment to make. And when we are working through the five steps of creation, there are so many things that we are working on creating at various points in our lives. Creating a family or creating a relationship or creating a business or creating a career or creating your whole full self. There are so many different times that we are processing the steps of creation. And it always starts with this awareness. And this awareness is what leads to thought. When we're talking about the steps of creation, the awareness is very, it's full-bodied in that it's more of a mindful awareness. It is having an awareness of all stages of awareness. And that's what mindfulness is. And I talked, I think, in the first episode of this season, I talked about the idea of collapsing time and space. And collapsing time and space is about understanding all of those stages of awareness happening at one time. And this step of awareness is what leads to thoughts that become beliefs. And one of the ways that we can really explore the difference between how animals are aware and how people are aware is by considering the energy binding. Survival mechanism. So, for example, plants are energy binders, so they use photosynthesis to progress as a species. Animals are space binders, so they use their surroundings to gather food and for shelter, and this is how they progress as a species and for mating. And then humans use time binding. And so humans use like history and thoughts, and this is the basis for how we survive and progress as a species. And so the way that humans use awareness is by bridging together time and space and collapsing time and space and keeping time, being the keepers of time, being, you know, the ones who are aware. The ones who are aware of the things going on, because you know, the trees are not aware that the sky turns golden when the sun sets. You know, the butterflies are not aware that the bees take pollen back to their nest and make honey. And that that awareness is really the foundation of creation. That awareness of that conscious awareness of connection and systems and how systems work together, that awareness, that's that first layer of creation. And humans, we have this ability to be aware not only of our animalistic needs, because of course we have that layer where we can also operate in that kind of lizard brain existence where we are, strictly flying by the seat of our pants and living a reactionary lifestyle and living in that kind of animalistic awareness. But we also have access to another layer, a meta layer of awareness where we can actually think about that awareness. And that's that second step of creation. So we have awareness, just like the animals have awareness, but then we also can have thought about that awareness, and we can think, what am I experiencing? What am I seeing? What am I having opinions about and having judgments about? And a big thing that I think is so important is, what am I feeling in my body? I think it's such an important question that we ask ourselves. What am I feeling in my body at any given point? Because our bodies will give us the answers. Our bodies will bring us into alignment with where we need to access adjustments for perspective or behavior. And, your body never lies to you. And I think if you're of the belief, and I strongly am, that trauma is stored in the body and that the body keeps the score, that it's really important to understand that your body is processing things at a very specific time, and the body is the subconscious mind. So when we don't have events or circumstances or thoughts and opinions time-stamped because of disruptions or trauma or whatever it is, our body will continue to communicate with us about what needs to be processed or what needs to happen. And it's so important that we respond first to the body, and not only respond to the body in a reactionary way, but take it a step further. Be aware of what's going on in your body, and then have thoughts about it, have judgments about it, have opinions about it. And this can be hard because sometimes our self-awareness can lead us to be self-critical. And when we want to learn about or explore different areas of ourselves, we can sometimes do that from a place of shame or a place of judgment, and it will really negatively impact your ability to access those layers of self-awareness if you become critical of the things that you discover or the things that you experience within yourself. And so it's so important. I actually talked about this in one of the last episodes. It's so important that we are offering ourselves compassionate self-forgiveness, because our bodies are really just trying to work through things at a different pace than our mind does. It's such a healing practice to get in touch with your physical body and to identify the signals that your body gives you. And for us to do that, for us to be able to identify those signals, we have to believe them every time. We can fall into these patterns of ignoring our body signals or overriding the body signals because we perhaps will be in a situation where we'll become upset or activated, and we'll tell ourselves, no, this is fine. Everything's fine. I don't need to be this way. I don't need to act this way. I shouldn't be anxious right now. I shouldn't be upset right now. And when we start shoulding about our feelings, our body, the subconscious mind, receives these messages that it's not okay to be processing things. And this kind of behavior, this kind of disconnection from our bodies, it can lead us to then disconnect from hope and faith, because our conscious mind and our subconscious mind have such a unique relationship in that they have to work together in this non-communicative way, or at least we're not aware in our conscious mind of how our subconscious and our conscious mind work together. And so we kind of have to, in hindsight, make these observations about ourselves. We kind of have to let ourselves go through things and then look back and see what happened and judge the situation and, you know, and make an assessment about, you know, how we showed up in that moment or what we may have been thinking or what may have driven us to certain things. And when we do this kind of practice of self-study, that's when we can really identify, you know, what our body is communicating to us. And when we make that switch from opening up to the communication that's coming through rather than, dismissing it as not the appropriate time, that's when we can start to identify our beliefs. And, it can get messy because, you know, your beliefs, you might have some beliefs that are amazing and they're serving you, like the Wright brothers, and you may have some really terrible limiting beliefs that are causing you to play small or they're causing you to self-sabotage. And really, the only way that you'll be able to access any of those beliefs is through taking the action, is through, you know, pushing yourself to test whatever's coming up. And so it's so vital that you take the action based on what your body's telling you at that time. Like, let yourself build that trust. Let yourself trust your body and then forgive yourself when you hit limiting beliefs, because you will. It's, you know, there's no testing out your beliefs. There's no self-discovery without finding what has held you back, right? That's, you know, where if we were on a mission to self-discovery and only finding the wonderful parts of ourselves, what would we even be looking for, right? And so the whole mission of self-discovery is really about being able to see the parts that are thriving and growing and seeing the other parts that are undergrown and needing to be tending. And so through these five steps of creation, this is where we really get to understand the idea of hope and faith. And I'm going to explore that in another episode deeper because I think it is so foundational to all of our wellness practices to have a healthy connection with hope and faith and with powerlessness and with surrender. And, you know, we are powerless beings as humans, and we're so powerful too. And, you know, that really is two sides of the same coin. And so in order for us to thrive as beings, it takes embracing both ends of that, the powerfulness that you possess and then the powerlessness that you will experience. And the way that we are able to manage through the experiences of powerlessness is through hope and faith. And connecting with hope and faith is really getting to the root of your beliefs and then testing them and seeing if they are worthy of your faith. And you will find yourself proving your beliefs true. You will find yourself being able to access deeper layers of faith if you're willing to take the action and test it. That's the big thing. And, you know, and that's what we can take from here, from today, from this story, from the Wright brothers. They took the action, they tested their belief, and they tested their belief, and they tested their belief, and they were right. And here we are, and they were right. And how incredible are they that they brought us this invention, they brought us this, you know, ability, this access to another layer of humanity. And every single one of us has the potential to do that. Every single one of us has the potential to create something amazing. And it starts with the five steps. Everything starts with the five steps: awareness, thought, belief, action, thing. So I invite you in this episode to test your beliefs, to go back to something that you believe and take action, take real action and see what comes up and like journal on it, talk to yourself about it, take action and see what happens and evaluate. Do you go back and revisit your belief? Do you have more thoughts? Do you change your perspective? Do you change your behavior? like what's gonna propel you forward so that you can help access the deeper layer of that belief? What's gonna propel you forward so that you can turn that belief into proof, into thing? I would love to know. So if you do this, if you take this challenge and you go back and test your beliefs through action, find me on Instagram. Tell me what you did. I would love to hear it. You can find me at Jocelyn Kate or go to my website, themiddaylatte.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. Shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you go off and create many things and take as much action as you need to bring them into fruition. Sending you love and light.